A year ago, I was in England for a Shabbos. I had the extraordinary pleasure and privilege of teaching Torah there for a weekend. And there was a fellow learning in the base. Anyone ever been to London? In the base? That's where guys who are in university learn at night. And he told me that he was walking in university one day, and he saw, I think it was a wallet perhaps, clearly an Aveda, a lost object. And the Aveda clearly belonged to a non-Jew. It must have been a wallet that you could open up and see the name of the person in it. And here he is, a Jew that found it. And he was thinking that, is he obligated, to what extent is he obligated to return the object? After all, Hashavas Aveda to a non-Jew is not the same. Clearly it's not the same as Hashavas Aveda to a Jew. So similarly, I got a question here. One of the guys asked that he was jogging, I think maybe in a park somewhere, and he saw also a wallet on the ground, picked it up, clearly belonged to a non-Jew. The fellow who was jogging, although he's a yeshiva bachur and a fine ben Torah, was wearing a baseball cap and could not easily be identified as a Jew. He's a Sephardi guy, looks Middle Eastern, he could does not clearly identifiable as a Jew, no tzitzis, no yarmulke, nothing like that. So is it, he wanted to know, mutter to do Hashavas Aved in that case? So let's discuss a little bit about Hashavas Aved. Now on the surface, when we go through the sugya, it's going to seem problematic to return an Aveda to a Nachri, and you're going to find many tshuvas out there, specifically from Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos, where he says, yeah, it's an Isur Chamor and you shouldn't do it, and you should avoid returning Aveda to a Nachri. But let's see our sense of right and wrong perhaps guides us to want to return the object, but we certainly don't want to violate any Yisurim. So what's this all based on? The Gemara Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis tells us, the Pasuk says, L'chol Avedas Achicha, L'Achicha Atamachzir V'Atamachzir L'Goy. You return an Aveda to your brother, but not to a Nachri. And then the Gemara shows that even once it's Ba'al Yada, even after you've picked it up already, it's not just that there's no Isur L'Sucha L'Saleim, where you're allowed to ignore it, even once you've picked it up, you don't have any mitzvah to return it. The Torah in Siman Reish Samach Vav and Chosh Mishpah says, you don't have to pick it up, and if you did, you don't have to return it. But not only that, the Torah points out, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Vavam Beis, that someone who's machzir aveda legoy, the Gemara says, is in violation of leman sfos harava es hatzmeya, that it's apparently a violation of some sort of iser, according to the Gemara. What sort of iser would that be? Rashi writes on the spot in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vav that when you return an aveda to a nachri, you are showing that the reason you do Hashavas aveda is not because of tzivoy Hashem, it's not because Hashem told you to do it, rather it's just because you think it's the moral and right thing to do, and that should not be what governs our actions, because man-made morality is not the most effective form of morality. We believe in Torah mitzvahs. We do things because they're tzivoy Hashem, and therefore it's a violation to return it to a Nachri. The Rambam, however, has a different take on it. The Rambam says the reason one may not return it is because you're being machzik yedei over avera. Well, who says he's an over avera? Maybe he observes Shavu Mitzvot Bnei Noach. The Rambam assumes that we're talking in such a culture where most of the Ovdei Kochavim are Ovdei Kochavim, that they do averos, and therefore, you know, and certainly they persecute Jews, and we don't want to be machzik those who persecute Jews. It's like, you know, you're fighting a war with somebody and you're going to send weapons to the other side so that they can then kill you with those weapons. You don't want to do that. If they're persecuting Jews, you don't want to support them. That is how the Rambam says, and that is in fact the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Nafkamina would be, what if they're not over Aveda? What if they're decent people who don't cause us any tsar? So according to the Rambam, it would be fine to do Hashavas Aveda. According to Rashi, Lechara would still be problematic. Who is included in Akum that you're not allowed to return? So we have this machlokas, but the Torah says, the Torah mentions Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even though our girsa in the Gemara is Kuti. Our girsa in the Torah actually is Kuti. The Torah mentions, according to the way the Beis Yosef has it, is Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So the Beis Yosef right away comments that he doesn't just mean Ovdei Avodah Zarah, because really all Goyim are included. Why did he say Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Either because of the censors, and he didn't want the non-Jews who might get a hold of the Torah to think that we're discriminating against them. So maybe that's why he wrote Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so that we can say, oh, it doesn't apply to you. or to include all of the Avodah Zarah, even Jewish of the Avodah Zarah, that there's no mitzvah v'ashavas aveda to the Avodah Zarah. However, even though this is the basic rule as it appears in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, there is a major exception based on the Gemara and Bab Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair over there says that b'makom kiddush Hashem machzirin. If it would be a chilul Hashem not to return, then certainly one is obligated to return the aveda. What would be an example of a chilul Hashem not to return? The Sma in Reish Samach Vav Sivkat and Gimel says that let's say it was lost in a largely Jewish area. It was lost on Central Avenue, on Main Street. It was lost in on the campus of a yeshiva or something like that, where the guy who lost it knows that in all likelihood the person that found it was Jewish. And if it doesn't get returned, he's going to know that it was likely a Jew who kept it. That is a chilul Hashem. And therefore, one is obligated to return in that case. The Rambam adds in Hilchas Aveda, Perekid Al Valach Gimel, that if there is an opportunity for a Kiddush Hashem, even if it won't be a chilul Hashem by not returning it, but returning it will create a sense of Kiddush Hashem, then it is mutter to return it, and it is a nice thing, it is a good thing, it is meshubach. It will promote more emunah b'Hashem when we return such avedos. Probably it is based on the medrash in Devarim Rabbah in Parshas Ekev, where it tells us of Shimon ben Shetach that he bought a donkey and the students found a gem hanging from the neck of the donkey, and they said, "Oh, we hit the jackpot over here. We just got this precious gem." And he said, "No jackpot. We're returning that. That's absolutely getting returned." And they returned it, and the guy who they returned it to, the Yishmaeli, was so impressed that he was Megayer. So it creates a sense of Kiddush Hashem. You have the opportunity for a Kiddush Hashem. Certainly one should take advantage of a Kiddush Hashem. Are there any exceptions to these rules? So by non-religious Jews, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Vav Siv Beis says that if a person is Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon, you still have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But if he's Ochel Nevelos L'Hachas, then there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Nevertheless, all the poskim say that nowadays we do Hashavas Aveda to all Jews across the board, probably based on the Binyan Sion and Simchav Gimel, the Achiezer and Chel Gimel, Simchav Fei, the Chaznish and Yardei Simon Alfos Vav, that nowadays everyone's a Tinoch Shanishba. There's no such thing as someone who's does something lahachas. Rav Moshe has a discussion: what if someone's a Suffolk guy? Should you say Suffolk Doraisa L'Chumra, and therefore I don't want to violate the Isser Doraisa of returning it to a guy, so I shouldn't return it? And Rav Moshe points out, why not say Suffolk Doraisa L'Chumra on the mitzvah of returning it to a Jew? And he says also, the Isser of returning to a guy is not really a formal Isser, because if it were really a formal Isser, then there would be no Heter L'Kadeshim Shemayim. So it's not really a formal Isser. There's an interesting tshuva in Chalkas Yaakov Chash Mishma Sim L'Chav Beis. What if the item belongs to a Jew, but you know that he has it insured by a non-Jewish company? So the insurance company is going to ultimately be the ones that pay for it. So does that have a din of Hashavas Aveda L'Yisrael or Hashavas Aveda L'Goy? And the Chalkas Yaakov writes, has din of Hashavas Aveda L'Yisrael because the item belongs to a Jew. Whatever business deal he has on the side, that's a separate issue. But this item belongs to a Jew. On the flip side, if it's an Aveda that belongs to a guy and it's insured by a Jew, you should still return it because it's going to cost the Jewish insurance company money as well. Now, when it comes to non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Bera Gola and Reish Samach Vav understands that the Rambam would hold that the Yisrael is only for people who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah and will be mutter to return to those who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but the Beis Yosef, as we mentioned before, explicitly rejects that notion. Now, in conclusion, a couple of points. The Baragol in Chosh Mishpat Simen Shin Memches writes, Va'ani kosev zos ledoros. I want to get this on record. Shereisi rabim shegadu ve'ashiru mita'us shehitu akum. I've seen a lot of people who've gotten rich off of taking advantage of mistakes made by non-Jews. Ta'us akum is the same din as avedas akum, that it's maker din, it's mutter. V'lo hitzilu. V'yardu nechseyam l'timayon v'lo enichu achareyam bracha. And he says, and I've seen over years, while they got rich quick, ultimately they lost everything and they had nothing to leave for their children. And he says, and I've also seen Rabbi Meshar Kitshu Hashem v'chziru ta'uyo sa'akum b'davar chashuv gadluvitz slichu v'eshiru v'enichu l'alayam. He says, I found that there are a lot of people that went out of their way to be Mekadishim Shemayim, and things generally worked out very well for those people who went out of their way to be Mekadishim Shemayim. That should certainly be the focus. Nevertheless, What if you're in a situation like this guy jogging in the park? He brings it to the lost and found. So the lost and found person is the only opportunity for a Kiddush Hashem, but he's wearing a baseball cap. He's not identifiable as a Jew. And, you know, let's say his name is not uniquely Jewish. I have a Talmud whose last name is Williams, right? So Williams could be an African-American last name. It could be a Jewish last name. It could be anything, right? So they have no idea that he's a Jew. Just basically, even if they ask him his name, they have no idea that he's a Jew. So is it mutter? Is it mutter to do a Shabbos Aveda, and is it recommended? So there are many sniffim lahakel to say that it is mutter and even recommended. First of all, even though we don't pass in this way, it might be that it's only an issur for the Avodah Zarah. Second of all, maybe like the Rambam says, that it's only an issur being machzik yidei over aver, people who are bad to the Jews. But if it's someone who you don't know to be a bad person, then maybe the issur doesn't apply. Third, and perhaps most poignantly, I spoke to Rav Soloveitchik this morning. He told me that he spoke to his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, about this many times, and he said that it's the same as Tolos Akum, and the Smag writes by Tolos Akum that since the Gullus we're in is so long, we should start being much more careful about Tolos Akum, because that's probably the reason for our Gullus. And the logic he suggested was that generally speaking, as Jews, we care about people's rights to their money. That's part of Sheir Yisrael Yasu Avla, that's part of the inherent integrity and honesty that a Jew is supposed to have. What about this Rashi that it's usher to give the impression that you're doing this out of a sense of morality and ethics and not out of a sense of Tzivei Hashem? He says that's talking about when it's beyond the limit, when it's beyond the normal rules of fairness and justice to do the Hashavas Aveda. For example, the person that you're doing the Hashavas Aveda to is an awful person, and no one in their right mind would ever go out of their way for such a person. He's constantly persecuting you. So you know what? He loses an Aveda. If it were a Jew, even if he's a Russia, you have to return it to him, because that's a separate mitzvah. That's considered gezel by not returning it to him. But certainly a Tolos of a Jew is considered gezel. But a non-Jew, you have to do what's right and what's ethical. And what's right and what's ethical is to return to him if he's a normal person. Or, for example, let's say it requires extraordinary measures to return it. It's not going to be simple to return it. You know the dinim of Hashavas Aveda, what they require of us? Rav Soloveitchik told me that he knows a guy who found that Rav Soloveitchik found car keys, and he gave it to someone who was near the shul where he found it, and the guy went around the whole neighborhood clicking to see if he could find the car that it belonged to. And he found, like a block away from the shul, it was a Mercedes, and he found that, and Taka was a Jew in the end. That's an extraordinary measure. You don't have to do that. That's not a normal thing that a person... But to bring something to a lost and found, what's the big deal? To call up, the phone number, one of the phone numbers in the contact list on the lost cell phone, what's the big deal? To call up the number in the wallet, what's the big deal? Something simple like that, that he thought we're obligated to do based on normal ethics. And it's just that we don't have to go to extremes. And that's consistent with what the Smag writes about Gezel Akum, where the Smag says, obviously we paskin that it's also to steal from Umas HaOlam. However, the Smag says, even those that hold that it's mutter, it's only for bad guyim. But nobody would hold it's mutter to steal from decent people. Nevertheless, I think the best Eitzah in this kind of situation is an opportunity to create Kiddush Hashem. So you're returning something online, they don't know if you're Jewish or not, or you're returning something and you're wearing the baseball cap. Make it obvious that you're Jewish, because if you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah of creating Kiddush Hashem, then certainly you can. Meaning, as you're returning it, you know, I feel this is my responsibility as a Jew that I have to return it. So you say something explicit, that it's obvious that you're a Jew. And if you have the opportunity to create Kiddush Hashem and the people know that this is what our Torah stands for, certainly one should take advantage of that opportunity. For whatever reason, one feels that it's... Rabbi Willick told me he once found something and had to mail it back to somebody. He wrote on the return address, Rabbi M. Willick. He normally doesn't go by title when he introduces himself to people, but he wanted everyone to know that it's Rabbi, that you have an opportunity to create a Kiddush Hashem. Certainly one should go. Now, if you can't, it's still, Rav Soloveitchik suggested in the name of Aaron Soloveitchik, still you should return it as long as it doesn't require a Herculean effort. But if you have the opportunity to create a Kiddush Hashem, I think that's obviously the best thing to do.